Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. And by the way, on Fridays, what we do is something hyper-local. We talk with Jeff Pitts, who is the managing editor of City View magazine in Des Moines, Iowa, give you a little flavor of what's going on in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend. Good to have you with us again.
Good to be here.
Well, good.
What's new?
I've been nothing. Hey, I mean, weather is broken, man. I mean, this is really cool. I mean, we're having temps this weekend into the maybe the low 50s, which is really nice.
And it's so much better than negative 50s.
That would be true. Yeah, think about this. About a week and several days ago, it was minus 20 in Des Moines. And
minus 20.
And yesterday, I think it was 47, 48 degrees. I mean, anyway. So, yeah.
It's a big difference. I can feel it even just in my mood.
Oh, yeah. And, well, the sun's shining, you know, the sunshine. Snow is melting, the cars are dirty. It's that time of year. All right. Well, so much for the weather forecast. What's going on? Anything happening this weekend?
Well, for starters, it's also on top of all of that, it's the 2.5 week warning right here for daylight savings time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which is my favorite time of the year.
Is it? Why is that?
We get that extra hour.
Oh, hey, I'm going to ask you to move a little closer to your mic.
Sure.
Ah, there you are.
There we go.
This audio stuff, I know, right? Daylight savings time, 2.5 weeks away.
2.5 weeks.
And what does that mean?
Do we
spring forward?
Spring backwards, fall forward.
Oh, see, I never know. I you know, and then I'm screwed up for at least a week. Anyway.
Spring forward, yeah, but we get the extra hour. In the spring, the days get longer. That's all I care. You get that extra hour at night, and it just makes a difference. I wish they would just leave it there.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Whatever. But, you know, it's kind of an outmoded thing.
Yes.
You know, the whole daylight savings time, I believe, was all constructed because of the farm and agricultural economy, I think.
And that's what I used to think too. I actually Googled this a while back because I'm so into daylight savings time.
Right.
Because I was telling someone that once and they said, farmers don't care what time it is. They get up when the sun, you know.
Right.
It was a Nixon administration thing. It was energy savings.
I see.
It's never been proven to work, but according to whatever I read.
Right. Okay, so sorry, farmers. It wasn't your fault. It was Dick Nixon's fault.
That's right. Well, he implemented it. So yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I heard was golfers wanted it, and then also the school buses. But
wow.
Apparently it had to do with the energy.
Got it.
So, right. There you go.
Very good. I appreciate that. See what you learn here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yeah, we are a treasure trove of useless information. It just every Friday, a treasure trove of useless information delivered directly to your earbuds. All right.
It's my specialty, Michael.
That's it. I know. What do you got for us? What's going on?
Okay, Bucks play tonight.
Bucks.
At Buccaneer Arena, Chicago Steel.
Hate them.
So it should be a good one. Puck drops at 7. Des Moines Arts Center has some exhibitions going on, including Path to Paradise.
What?
Stained glass art.
Path to Paradise.
Yeah, it's an exhibition. I don't know too much about it, so I'm not going to pretend. But
but it's cool. It's
stained glass art. Yeah, the photo looks cool. So
I got it. Okay.
And as they always do from the Art Center.
Des Moines Art Center. That's a cool place to go. It really is. You know,
it's free.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And they've got a really neat little restaurant in there as well, or they did. It's been a while since I've been anywhere, that's right. Really. I mean, here we are talking about places to go, and I don't go anywhere, you know? All right, Des Moines Arts Center, stained glass.
Des Moines Arts Center, yeah. So also going on, the Playhouse is back in action.
Right.
They got a couple different things going on for kids. They have kids and adults. Stuart Little. You ever seen that show or anything with
the it's a rat. Mouse? Is it a rat or something? Uh-huh.
Mouse or rat. Being a mouse in a human house can be an adventure. It says Stuart certainly has plenty of little mishaps, like getting caught in a window blind, participating in a boat race, getting trapped in a garbage can.
Oh, wow.
When his bird friend, Margalot, disappears, this heroic mouse travels in search of her. It's a great big world out there, and Stuart is ready to conquer it.
Stuart, all right. A little hype there, ladies and gentlemen, about Stuart. Stuart Little.
Why is it that mice kind of dominate, it seems like, the children's entertainment landscape?
It's Walt Disney's fault.
Is it? Yeah. Mickey and Minnie?
Yeah, Mickey, Minnie, you know. Yeah, it's...
my daughter loves Minnie Mouse so really? Much. Yeah. Huh. It's amazing. They have something there. Like, she saw Minnie the first time and just was glued.
Really?
From immediately, yeah.
Well, you see? Pretty soon, you're going to have to go to Mouse World down there in Florida. And, you know, they tried to kill me once down there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went on this Iron Mountain or something like that ride. I hate roller coasters. I hate them with a purple passion. But at the time, our son wanted to go. So we took the kids. We went down there and they talked me into getting on this machine of death. And, the entire ride, I was just petrified, knowing that, you know, some evil person was going to slip something off the tracks and we were going to go tumbling into the netherworld. But, but anyway, you should go.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
They have the art of getting your money down to a science.
I think. You know, I'll never forget. So we're in line to get tickets to this thing. And I'd never been to Mouse World before, Disneyland. And we get up to the ticket counter. And I'd say, I'd like, some three-day passes. And this is like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And the person behind the little window said, that'll be $550. And I said, well, no, wait. I'm not, just for us. I don't want to buy everybody else's ticket that's in this line. Just us. They said, that'll be $500. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was clean.
Just to walk in the door.
Yeah, right. It's just to walk in the door. Then you take your life in your hands when you get on the roller coaster. All right. So we got Playhouse. We got Stuart Little, the mouse.
Stuart Little. I also have Leaving Iowa going on.
Leaving Iowa. This is really an interesting play, I think. Leaving Iowa. What's it about?
Okay, so classic tale of family road trip. It's a story of a writer. Have you ever noticed how many plays and movies are about a writer?
Well, sure, because we who write, we get to do all kinds of things.
We write about ourselves,
right?
So this guy named Don, he returns home to find a final resting place for his father's ashes. He discovers his grandmother's house is now a grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
So Don travels across Iowa searching for a proper resting place for his father. This road trip entails he's with his current family, you know, his own son.
Right.
And so then the back and forth on these road trips, as they so often do, leads to internal introspection.
Internal introspection.
Yeah, I ad-libbed there, but
a little hype.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don realizes that the journey really is as important as the destination.
Amen to that. The journey is so important. All right, so Des Moines Playhouse, Leaving Iowa.
In high school, they had a sign up that said, "Life's a journey, not a destination." I thought it was so cheesy and corny at the time, and it may be, but it is also, I've been thinking lately how true it is.
Yeah, that's right. The amount of stuff we learn. Okay, so we're going to go to the Playhouse. What else you got?
Yep. Next week, Monday. First Monday of every month, mark it down, is the Writer's Workshop at the Des Moines Central Library.
Really? Writer's Workshop, first Monday of every month. So yep. So that we who write, we can go and we can write about ourselves and have a book. And I got it. Yeah, that's cool.
That's right. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Of course, right now they're meeting virtually. So,
got it.
Makes it a little bit easier to get there.
Yeah, virtual. Okay. All right.
Also Monday, Girls State Basketball Championships.
Basketball.
They start Wells Fargo Arena. The Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament is the oldest girls high school state tournament in the country.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, when I first came to Iowa, the radio station that I was interviewing at, they brought us in March, and you know, to kind of show us around and see what the lay of the land was. And we were in our hotel room, and I turned down the TV, and I saw the most astounding thing. It was girls playing basketball.
Yeah.
But it was 3-on-3.
Yep.
And I stood there for the longest time watching this, going, what the hell are they doing? What is this? You know, dribble three times or whatever it was. And yeah, it was it was quite interesting. But yeah,
I'm not actually sure I've ever seen it. 6-on-6 is 3-on-3 per side.
Or 6-on-6, but, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know, but. The I'm not sure I've ever seen a 6-on-6 game, but when I was reading about it, it is kind of interesting.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Different game.
Oh, yeah. Bounce, I think, to the center line. You could dribble three times, maybe, but then you had to pass it, and then
over. Yeah, I think you could only dribble three times. So there's three offensive players.
Right.
Three defensive players. You're not allowed to cross half court, I think.
Yeah, right, correct. And, anyway, I was standing there watching this going, what is this? This is a... It was an oddity, but yeah, it was that way for a very long time.
Did you know Iowa had the first and probably only female drafted by an NBA team?
No, I did not know that.
This was like in the 60s, 70s. Yeah. I forget her name now, but yeah, it was kind of maybe a publicity stunt, but it was, she was very good. She scored, I think, 100 points in a game.
Wow. Once. Wow. All right, so we got girls basketball next week, starting on Monday, girls championship round at the Well.
That's right. Let's see here. What else you feel like?
Oh, you got the list.
You know, it's Iowa's 175th birthday this year.
What?
175 we are. State of Iowa.
Really?
Yep. And so the state's kind of doing a thing with it. And, celebrating Iowa History Month is this month with the State Historical Society. They're taking a deeper dive into the state's past. And anyway, Tuesday at noon, you can tune in and preview Iowa's People and Places show. It's an exhibition that opens
People
March 5th.
And Places show. Is this online? Apparently, yes.
Yep. And just go to the Iowa Historical Museum site and you'd be able to find it. But they've got all kinds of things going on.
So got it. Oh, that's
I'll
interesting.
Leave it at that. Yeah. There's a whole list here, but it's
nice.
Suffice it to say, if you want to know about Iowa,
you got
go
it.
To the
go to the Historical Society and check it out.
Yeah. Or just go down there to the museum. They got a great
They do. It's always
it's a fun walkthrough.
It is. All right.
So Trivia Night. You want to know what Trivia Night is at Smash Park?
Smash
is
Park.
Week?
Yeah. What are we talking about this time?
I've gotten into just kind of checking out the subject. I would be in last place at this one. Uh-huh. Big Bang Theory trivia.
Oh, my wife would excel.
Is that right?
She watches Big Bang every single night. And and not just one or two episodes. I mean, she's rolling. You know, she's fixated on Star Trek as well.
Uh-huh.
But if you know, every night she'll watch 2, 3, maybe 4 episodes of Big Bang over and over and over again. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen the show. I've seen maybe like 30 seconds of it.
It's a cute show. It's hilarious. But so I should send her. Is this Thursday night?
Wednesday night.
I should
Smash Park.
I should send her. You know, go win something.
Go win. bring home the prize. There is prizes.
Of course there is, yeah.
There's a registration fee, and I think they play in teams, so she needs to bring a team. But
no, well, that's...
You can probably join in. If you're the all-star, you can be the ringer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What show would you... If there was one show you had to compete for your life in trivia on, what would it be?
Ooh, probably Roy Rogers.
Really? I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was a kid. That show just captivated me, and I met Dusty Rogers, as a matter of fact, Roy's son, I was just captivated by that. That and Soupy Sales. I love
Never
Soupy
Sales. Never saw
it. I know. Well, this is Detroit stuff. And, Soupy Sales. That was a great show. I don't know. So anyway.
Roy Rogers. Might have been Seinfeld or... I used to watch a lot of Married with Children. I used to watch a lot of Three's Company.
Oh, yeah. There back in the day. My brother and I, we were on the phone last week. Apparently, every Saturday...
All right, Drake Man. Yeah, go ahead.
Every Saturday night, apparently, on Iowa Public Television, I think this is what he said. Oh, no. It's a side channel for KCCI, TV8. 8.12 or 8.2, whatever. Sure. I don't know what it is. But they have, like, these old 1960s World War II TV shows, Combat... Stalag 13, I think it was. 12 O'Clock High. Good stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. Drake.
Drake basketball continues. You know, they're having their best season ever. The Missouri Valley Conference starts Thursday. So that's the Drake's ticket into the tournament, the big dance, the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. They need to win that. I mean, they might get in anyway, but if you don't want to rely on the selection process, you know, you got to win that.
Got to win it. Yeah.
So, starts Thursday. Should be good.
All right.
Drake sure looks good this
Go
year.
Go Drake. So. Go Drake.
Love to see him at the big dance. Also, Michael.
Yeah. I'm away.
Never wear a tube top while riding a mechanical bull.
Well, I'm trying to think if I've never been on a mechanical bull.
I never have either. Where could I get on one if
I don't know. That was all the rage, you know, for quite some time. Our granddaughter Jovi was on one. I can't remember.
How'd she do?
She did pretty good. I mean, she does good at everything. But yeah, and I can't remember where we were at. Anyway, it was downtown in Des Moines, someplace, and they had a mechanical bull, and she was on it. Somewhere I've got a video of that. But mechanical bulls. So is this a play, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, so there's a performer. So the Des Moines Performing Arts is it's a virtual performance with the Temple Comedy Series put on by the Des Moines Performing Arts. This is Dixie's, I'm stumbling all over myself.
Sorry, just try to just read the words. It's okay.
Dixie Longgate, that's the name of the performer. She's a one-woman show. One of her previous shows was Never Wear a Tube Top While Riding a Mechanic Bull and 16 Other Things I Learned While Drinking Last Thursday. She's also has a show called Dixie's Tupperware Party. But this show.
Oh, I know who this is, yes.
Dixie's Happy Hour. It's a new show.
New show.
Unpredictable times, it says. It's 90 minutes. Anyway, you can get tickets at dmpa.org.
Yep. We will have links.
Judging by the titles, it should be
fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
That's what Thursday. Is that Thursday or when?
That's Thursday, yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it actually goes through... through the weekend.
Got it.
Starts Thursday.
Very nice. All right.
That's the list.
That's the list, ladies and gentlemen. Which one is your fave, man? Come on.
It's probably going to be Stuart Little.
Yeah, Stuart Little. I like it.
It's not going to be the trivia. I like trivia, but...
what do you know about Big Bang, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy going to the high school basketball tournament. I haven't been since I was in high school, but... What about you? What's your...
I think the state historical thing. Yeah. Iowa at 175 years. I think that'd be interesting.
I don't know if you read their hype when they first kicked this thing off, but it started by, so I'm paraphrasing here, but the president at the time might have been James Polk. I think it was James Polk. That could be wrong, but whoever it was, and they have his diary entry and said, nothing of note happened today. And that was the day that he signed the bill that made Iowa state.
Yeah, well, you know, as they all mention, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those flyover states. You know, we don't much amount to much. You know, only 3.3 million people in the entire state. Yeah, what the heck, right? All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Thanks for doing this, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
All right, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for putting up with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.